This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Watch me.
That's right. It's the queen, y'all.
Watch me. Movie reviews with Kathy Bond.
Hi, everybody. Kathy Bond here with a new Blu-ray release of one of my favorite head-scratching thrillers from the 1990s, entitled simply, The Game. The Game, starring Michael Douglas and Sean Penn, is all about this richer-than-Midas and colder-than-the-abominable-snowman investment banker, Nicholas Van Orton. Well, Nick's got a birthday coming up, and an auspicious one it is. You see, Mr. Bokuta Cashola is going to hit 48, the same age that his father was when he decided to jump off the roof of the capacious Van Orton mansion and land splat on the circular drive. Nick is understandably a tad pensive about reaching this milestone. In fact, his father's suicide was the defining moment of his life. The one that left Nick with the big question. How could a man who had everything decide to end it all so soon? Well, as we all know, monkey see, monkey do. And over the course of his business and personal lifetime, Nick has become the mirror image of good old dad. Chop up a company and sell it for parts? Who cares if it destroys a few lives along the way? It's all about the bottom line. Spend time with family and friends? Nice in theory, but nurturing and warming the golden egg is infinitely more important. Nick has become a soulless shell of a man who's living his life on preordained autopilot. To try and shake Nick out of his permafuge, his younger brother Conrad, played by Sean Penn, gives Nick a present. A gift for the man who has everything. It's an invitation to play a game constructed specifically for Nick. A game designed to literally take him on an adrenaline-spiked martini of a ride. A game that relentlessly tests him intellectually, morally, and physically. And the way that the film has been written and shot, it takes you, the viewer, right into the experience with Nick. The Game is one of David Fincher's early films, and darned if this isn't a peach of a picture. I'm a huge fan of Fincher's work, and it's a kick in the pants to watch his learning curve. The Game, tucked in between Seven and Fight Club, is an absolute must-see if you're a fan of the thriller genre. I didn't see the end coming and was just as sucked in as Nick. Yeah, sure, there are a couple of, what? And, well, how did that happen moments? But the writing and performances are fine enough to carry the plot along. And speaking of performances, I've got to ask you this question. Don't you think Michael Douglas will forever be known as the template for the quintessential ice-in-his-veins Wall Street poster boy for the age of greed? Lionel Barrymore had it for his series of mean old buggers in films like It's a Wonderful Life. Well, to me, that archetype now belongs to Michael Douglas. And I also think that the title, one of the finest directors of his generation, belongs to David Fincher. That's it for this edition of Watch Me. For the Rabble Podcast Network, I'm Kathy Bond.